plate. Bowers, it's in the middle for Wood River. Heist takes a swing at it, and Heist terminates. Number 11 for Morgan Heist.
Wood River, Minden, and Ravenna are all in Shelton today, hoping to bring home a title, while the Bulldogs are hoping to keep the trophy at home. It's the Shelton Quadrangular coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Shelton with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to high school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Getting ready for our second match from the Shelton Quadrangular tonight, featuring the Wood River Lady Eagles, ranked as high as number 3 in the state in Class C2, taking on the Ravenna Blue Jays. Ravenna got off to a decent start this year, but they've struggled lately, but they've been playing some real good competition, including some Class B schools over at the Holdridge Tournament. This is the New Tech Seat pregame show. Doug Duda, our producer, Stacey Johns, with us here on the show today and bringing you some great volleyball. The first match tonight, Minden defeated Shelton. Minden now 17-3. Shelton falls to 14-3, 25-17 and 25-21, the final score. So Shelton will be in the consolation game. Minden will advance to the championship. We'll see who those teams play as Ravenna gets ready to battle Wood River. We'll look at the starting lineups next on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed. Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make the short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong at the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
And it's time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, number 1 is a 5'4 sophomore, Haley Lockhorn. Number 8 is 5'7 senior, Elisa Pekka. Number 2 is a 5'7 senior, Emily Dinas. Number 7, a 5'3 sophomore, Kaylin Bastet. Number 4, a 5'4 senior, Maggie Mateka. And number 5, a 5'4 senior, Carissa Finke. Libero, 5'5 sophomore, Anna Ripp. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, Aaron Jarvie, assisted by Haley Greer, 5-12 on the season for the Lady Jays. For Wood River, number 2 is a 5'5 sophomore, Alexis Burghardt. Number 17, a 5'8 sophomore, Hope Lambrick. Number 9, a 5'2 sophomore, Kelsey Baugh. Number 6, 5'9 senior, Morgan Heiss. Number 13, 5'8 junior, Kelly Bossert. And number 3, 5'6 junior, Connor Fisher. No libero for the Wood River Eagles, who are coached by Peg Heiss, assisted by Darren Parlin. 14-3 on the season, ranked 3rd in the state in 2 of the 3 polls, 4th in the 3rd, 4th in Omaha, 3rd in NebraskaVolleyball.com, and in the Lincoln Journal Star. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. It's Ravenna and Wood River next.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, 5 Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does 5 Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at 5pointsbank.com. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Looks like it is going to be Wood River to serve it away first. As we're here at the Shelton stage, they'll be serving towards us. And we are underway as the Jays handle it. They go with a middle attack here. It's going to be driven across and good. First kill of the match to Elisa Pekka, 5'7 senior. And Ravenna on the board, 1-0. And Lockhorn will come back and serve it away. Don't forget Major League Baseball airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM. They go to the fifth, scoreless between the Phillies and Cardinals. Earlier today, Texas beat Tampa Bay. Tonight, Milwaukee plays Arizona. The Yankees take on Detroit. And Lockhorn served. Nobody moves. It's going to be an ace. So Ravenna off to a 2-0 lead here. And Lockhorn, well off that service line, fires it away again. Picked up there by Bossert. Set to the outside, and Heist terminates. Morgan, it's finally her senior year, and everything pretty much runs through her. 236 kills on the season for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Maggie Mateka leads the way. Pekka right behind her, 128 and 118. Kind of a 1-2 combo there. First kill for Heist, and now back to serve it away. Looks like Kyla Kimmenau will rotate in here for Coach Peg Heist. Serves across, the pass is off the mark, and it's going to be an ace serve, so 2-2. Wood River quickly gets things knotted up here on Kimmenau's ace serve. Both teams a mixture of seniors and sophomores, and they're not a whole lot of juniors on either squad, especially Ravenna. Outside attack here for the Jays. It's going to be deep off the swing of Long, who has checked into the ball game, and out of bounds it goes. 3-2 Wood River, and the serve is across by Kimmenau. Here's Ravenna setting to the right side. Pekka drives it over. Dig is made. Outside attack, Heist. Nice dig in the back row by the Jays. Go to the quick offense. The attack hits the net. Popped up for Heist. They'll set it back over to Morgan on the outside. Her angle attack is dug out by Mateka. Here's the set to the left wing. Standing spike rolled across there by Pekka. Dumped over. Nice dig in the back row by Mateka. Slap back over. And we've got a long rally going here. Wood River to the middle. Heist drives it across. Another dig by Mateka. Another swing from the left wing. Pekka puts it down and good. Long, long run there. And Ravenna comes away with the point. Tying it at 3 apiece here. Really early going. And Elisa Pekka now goes back to serve it away. And this one's going to be a little too strong for Pekka, and Wood River will get the ball back. Rotating back to serve in those dark black uniforms with a little bit of a jump serve on her will be Kelsey Baugh, the setter. It's punched across here by the Blue Jays and Emily Dinas. Right back over to the Blue Jays. They're going to go with a middle attack here. Dinas with the swing, and it's off the back line out of bounds. 5-3, Wood River with the lead. We'll see Wood River next Monday in the Loop Light Conference Tournament. They play Donovan Trumbull in the opening round. And we'll also have the Centura-St. Paul matchup. Serve across there by Baugh. Passed over. Free ball. Baugh, short set middle. Tipped across there by Bossert. Saved. And Ravenna will go to the outside. Driving it across for the kill is Maggie Mateka. Mateka gets it back over for the Blue Jays. She's looked good here, and so is Pekka in the early going. And Emily Dinas to serve. So don't let the records fool you. The first match between Shelton and Minden was very close early on, and here's an ace serve. We're all knotted up at 5-5 of the opening set of our second match. So a couple of ace serves here for Ravenna. Dinas has one. Lockhorn has one. Dinas, strong serve. Picked up there by Bossert to the outside. There's Heist again. She'll terminate. Not much you can do with Morgan Heist, especially if you don't have a lot of Heist, and Ravenna doesn't. Nobody in the starting lineup is taller than 5'7". And Heist now will go back with the jump serve. Oh, that had a lot of movement on it, and it's going to be good enough for the ace. Long was able to pop it into the air, but not very high, and nobody else could get a play on it. 7-5. This is where Ravenna has to get Heist off that line, and she's going to help him by serving it deep that time and out of bounds. So sign out for the Blue Jays, 7-6 here in game number one of our second match. And back to serve it away for the Blue Jays is going to be Kaylin Basnett. And the 5'3 sophomore punches that one into the back row. Handled there easily. They go to the outside. Bossert. She'll drive it over. Picked up by the barrel. Rip. Set outside. Driving down. Mateka with her second kill. 7-7. Ravenna hanging strong here as Basnett, number 7, goes back to the service line again. And Basnett served. A high, deep one to the back corner again to Bossert. Set to the outside. The attack going to be taken over by Burkhardt. And Alexis is able to drop it down for her first kill. 8-7 Wood River. Wood River, as we said, highs 236 after that. Pretty balanced between Burkhardt, Lambrick, and Bossert. And to serve it away will be Bossert. Goes all the way to the far wing, close to out of bounds, but they had to play it. Set to the outside, the swing across by Matenka, and it's picked up by the Eagles, driven right back over by Burkhardt. Pass back across, and the Eagles will go to the back row attack. Heist, and she'll put it away. Third kill here for Morgan Heist. And it is 9-7. Wood River up by two. Up here on the stage, they've got the kids that run around like the little guys at tennis matches to go get the ball out of the net, as the ball ends up here on the stage quite often. Serve is fired across to the right side attack. It'll be taken off the net by Matenka. Pass right back over and problems as it's passed back over by Kelsey Baugh, the setter. And it will be Kelly Bossert to serve again, looking for three in a row. 10-7 Wood River now. Back up by three. Drive it over to the left wing to Pekka. Set back on the left side. Just tipped across, but tipped out of bounds. There, Finke tried to go with a quick little tip to make it a point for Ravenna, but missed the tape. 11-7. And Bossert serves it again. Pretty deep, but Bastet has to play it. Goes to the 10-foot line. Dumped across there by Finke. Free ball. Set to the outside. Baugh pushes it across. And a nice dig to keep it alive there by Matenka again. Punched across by Pekka. And then an overpass falls on Ravenna's side. Baugh's there again. She had to just dive after it and got enough of it that it came back over and ended up being a point for the Eagles. So a timeout's going to be taken here by Ravenna. First game, Wood River 12, Ravenna 7. We'll be right back.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Shelton. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. Tonight, the Shelton Quad, our first match. Minden took care of Shelton, 25-17, 25-21. We're in the first set of our second match. And out of the timeout by Ravenna, Bossert serves it out of bounds, which snaps a 5-0 run by Wood River. So your score is now Wood River 12 and Ravenna 8 here in the opening set, best of three. And back to serve it away is going to be Maggie Matenka. Has some power on that one. Dug out by Heist, set to the outside. The swing by Burkhardt is going to be into the net. And a point here for Ravenna. So another serve coming out for Matenka. And the serve over, set middle, cut across. Lambrecht with her first swing. She'll drive it home. Hope just a sophomore. Burkhardt just a sophomore. Baugh's a sophomore. So Heist, the only senior with a lot of playing time. Kimmenau gets in there. But still a fairly young team here for Coach Peg Heist. Connor Fisher serves it across. Ravenna can't do anything with it. They'll set it over. Short set middle and a termination on the quick. Hope Lambrecht. Short set. Lambrecht up. Ball hurting it, as it was hammered to the floor, and make it 14-9. Fisher on serve here for Wood River. She'll put a little more movement on this one to Matenka. Overpass, joust at the net, flicked back into the net by Wood River, and Ravenna's going to pick up the point. No kill there, just happened to be flicked over, and Wood River couldn't slap it back. Dynas re-enters the ball game, and now to serve it away, Emily Herbert for Ravenna. And the senior punches that one down the middle, picked up by Bossert, has to be rolled across. They let it go. It's out of bounds from Burkhardt. Another one for Ravenna. So they're hanging in there, 14-11. And Herbert takes this one a little farther into the corner. Picked up by Fisher. Middle attack down and good by Hope Lambrick. Boy, Lambrick likes the quick. Baugh knows what to do with it, the center. And if they can get a good pass, it's going to be tough to stop Lambrick in the middle. Now back to serve it away will be Alexis Burkhardt, 15-11, in favor of the Eagles. Burkhardt serve across the libero rip, pass to the middle. Here's the swing down and good by Ravenna. Pekka, good job out there to get that ball back on the court. And Peck able to handle it. Lockhorn, good job running that one down. And now Haley will go back and serve it away. And Lockhorn flirting with the line, and it doesn't get over the net. Service error, 16-12. Wood River here in the opening set. Best two of three. And back to serve it away now for the Eagles. Kyla Kimenow in. The 5-4 senior floats another one across to Mateka. They'll set right side. The block a little late getting there, and going around it for the kill will be Pekka, her fourth kill. That leads the way. Pekka and Mateka, the only ones to register kills here in the opening game for Ravenna. And she will now go back, Pekka that is, to serve it away. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Shelton, Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Trouble on the serve receive. Heiss has to just punch it over. Might have got away with a lift, but they'll let Bob go along. She was off balance when she set it. Now she dumps it across and gets the kill. The second one of those for Kelsey Baugh. She's got a couple. Burkhardt has a couple. Heiss and Lambrecht each have three. And Wood River balanced here in the first set. And Baugh with a little jump serve is going to get the ace. 18-13. That will be the third service ace now for Wood River. Three different players with one each. 18-13. Ravenna's used one timeout. They've been battling back and forth, and now Wood River trying to make that lead a little bit bigger. As the serve clips the net, Ravenna has it. They go to the outside. Good block up there by Bossert. Good pickup as well in the middle by Long, and then the hammer home by the Jays. Pekka with her fifth kill. And back to serve it away, Emily Dimas. Sienna Long with a nice play in that rally to keep it alive for Ravenna. Serve it across by Dimas. Has to be punched across there by Bossert. Stays in the front row. Ravenna a little trouble on who was going to pick it up. Slap it over. Heiss with the dig. Back set. There is absolutely no block there, and an easy put away for Connor Fisher. Now, Connor doesn't put away a lot of kills, only 31 coming into the match. But nobody got there. They all thought it was going to Heiss. And Baugh put it where they weren't. And now Heiss is on the service line. Jump serve down the middle. Picked up there by Mateka. And Mateka on the attack. Blocked, but it stays on Wood River's side. Pushed over by Fisher. Ravenna's got a shot here. They'll go to the outside, and it's going to be cut into the corner, but deep by Mateka. And Wood River picks up the point, 20-14 in game one. And Heiss to serve again. And the jump serve. A lot of spin on that one off of the libero rip. Has to be passed across. Free ball set right side again. There's no block, and Fisher this time hammers it. Give credit to the passing of Wood River. They're allowing Baugh to really run some quicks and move the ball as quick as she wants. 21-14. She can go short serve, short sets if she wants. And a timeout's going to be called here by Ravenna. So 21-14, Wood River leading Ravenna in the opening set. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
First State Bank in Shelton, helping with your financial future is what they do. First State Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all areas of banking. Contact the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Back to action here out of the Ravenna timeout. Tipped across there by Long and has to be passed back over. Free ball here for the Jays. They'll set Long on the right side, but that was off the mark. All she can do is push it across. Middle attack here by the Eagles. It was dug out in the back row by Lockhorn, but it's passed above the net. Free ball swing, and Alexis Burkhardt is there for the kill. Her third, and Wood River now up 22-14 here in game number one. And Heiss going for four in a row at the service line. Ravenna has handled the serves this time, just haven't been able to win the point. And they handle this one as well. Mateka sent to the outside. The attack by Finke stays in the middle of the floor. From off the net, it'll be stepped across Burkhardt, and she gets the kill. So Wood River was bringing the heat early. Now they're taking a little something off of it, throwing the changeup out there. and has the Jays back on their heels. 23-14 as Wood River ready to polish off game number one. Ice gets it across to Pekka. Middle attack blocked up front. First ace block of the match. Kelly Bossert's there for the Eagles to take us to game point at 24-14. It was 16-13, but an 8-1 run has put this one out of reach here for Wood River. And Morgan Heist now to try and finish it off. Jump serve, a lot of spin on that one. They pick it up from the back row. It'll be knocked across by Mateka. Here is the set ball to the outside. Burkhart puts it down and good, and that is the end of game number one as Wood River finishes it strong, scoring 9 of the last 10 points to win it 25-14 over Ravenna. And we'll come back and give you the numbers right after this timeout.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Here's a quick rundown of the numbers from the opening set for Ravenna. Haley Lockhorn, an ace serve. Emily Dinas, an ace serve. Maggie Mateka, service points, 2 kills. Kaylin Bassnett, a service point. Alisa Pekka had 5 kills. And Emily Herbert had a service point. 7 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves. For Wood River, Alexis Burkhart, 5 kills. Connor Fisher, a service point, 2 kills. Kyla Kimenow, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. Morgan High, 7 service points, 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Kelsey Baugh, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. She had 2 kills. Kelly Bossert, 4 service points, an ace block. And Hope Lambrick, 3 kills. 15 kills, 1 ace block, 3 ace serves for Wood River. They win the opening game 25-14 over the Ravenna Lady Jays. Earlier, Minden beat Shelton 25-17, 25-21. So game two coming up between Ravenna and Wood River. Then our consolation and championship is high school volleyball on Classic Hits. And it continues after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Haley Lockhorn will serve the lane for Ravenna, and game number two is underway. On the fly, they try to get it to Burkhart. She tries to go back against the grain and puts it into the net, and Ravenna scores the first point. They had the first two the last set and hung tough. Last tied at 7, and then a 5-point run by Wood River, and they never trailed again. Lockhorn serve, slide Burkhart again, this time over the double block. It might have been out of bounds, but the libero, a rip, wasn't sure, so she tried to put a play on it, and then it does go to the back wall, and Burkhart with her match-high 6th kill, and we are tied at 1 apiece. Major League Baseball update, still a pitcher's duel. The Phillies and Cardinals, top of the 6th in St. Louis, are scoreless on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Earlier today, Texas beat Tampa Bay 4-3, and on the serve, it's going to be overpassed by Ravenna, trying to go with the quick kill. Wood River's in the net. So Ravenna's going to pick up the point and go up 2-1. And back to serve it away for the Blue Jays is going to be Alisa Pekka. Here's the cut across by Lambrick, and it's going to be deep and out of bounds. 3-1 Ravenna. Alisa with her first point from the service line. Clips the net. It comes across, picked up by Heist. Slide to Lambrick again, and it's going to be blocked down. Whether it was blocked or just into the net, I'm not sure, but up there was Dinas. And Pekka, let's give Dinas a little bit of credit for that one, 4-1. Serve across by Pekka, the middle attack. Heist says that's enough of that, and she'll drive it down and good. Morgan with her fourth kill. In to serve it, Kylie Kimmenow. Don't forget ESPN 1460 and 1550 Friday Night Football. Kearney Catholic at Donovan Trumbull. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Service across by Kimmenow. Ravenna handles to the right side. It's going to be taken through the double block by Dynaston. Emily will have her first kill of this match. Ravenna 5, Wood River 2. Eagles bring in Amber Willoughby here. And the serve in the back row. Taken across Dynas and then overpassed out of bounds. Dynas is going to get the ace. 6-2. Dynas with her second ace serve. Third as a team. This one down the middle it goes to Burkhart. Set to Heiss right side. Just drives it through the block for the kill. Ravenna really hasn't had an answer for Morgan Heiss yet. Just too much power as Kelsey Baugh goes back to serve it away. The center started last year as a freshman. Cuts this one across, and it's going to be wide and out of bounds, trying to go all the way towards the Shelton side of things where the fans are sitting. And a service error gives it right back over to the chains. So Ravenna, 7-3. And here's Kaylin Bassnett to serve it away. She'll go high and deep there to Willoughby. Set to the middle, a little miscommunication, and Heiss went up too early or the ball didn't get set high enough, and it falls on the Wood River side. And Ravenna's up 8-3. So their largest lead of this match. Bassnett, short one to Heiss. They're going to set it right back to her. She'll tip it. It's partially blocked, but it does not get back over. Give the kill to Heiss. Her sixth, third of this game, 8-4. As Finke tried to get up there for the block, but kind of collided with her own teammate. And now here's Heiss to take out some frustration on that volleyball with the jump serve, and it's down and good. 8-5, and here's where Ravenna's got to be careful. Heiss ran off the last 6 points of the first set. She could get him right back in the lead here with that powerful jump serve. Fires across another one and another ace. Back-to-back ace serves here for Morgan Heiss. And if you're Aaron Jarvie, you hate to use a timeout when you're ahead. You just hope your gals can pick one up here and put the ball in play, finish it off. And Heiss with the jump serve, that time wide and out of bounds, tried to move it around. She went the middle, went to the left. That went. At times she went to the right and was wide and out. And Ravenna will get the ball back 9-6. And the serve punched across there by Mateka. Had a lot of movement over past. Tried to block it down. Can't do it. Free ball swing deep for Wood River. And Ravenna picks up the point anyway. So Ravenna missed on the golden opportunity to put the free ball down, but then Wood River committed their own error. Serve across. Heiss will take it back. Row attack, and she's wide and out of bounds. We might see a Wood River timeout. Some errors here for the Eagles. Ravenna's just not making the mistakes right now. And that's allowing them to win the points. 11-6 Jays. First meeting of the year between the teams, and now a service error. We'll send it back over to the Eagles. Wood River won the opening set 25-14, although it was 16-13 as we started the second half of the game, and then a 9-1 run to end it for Wood River and make it look not so close. Here's the serve across. The attack taken over by Finke. Picked up by the Eagles to the left wing. Burkhart puts it down. Alexis has not missed much at all here. Gets the lead three again. And Kelly Bossert on the serve. Kelly had four in a row last game, the first time she was up there. Now we'll see if she can get a run going here. If she does it again, we'll be tied. Strong serve down the middle to Anna Ripp. Stays in the back row. Has to be passed across. Free ball here for the Eagles. They try to go to Lambrick with a quick in the middle. And another termination for the 5'8 sophomore. They all look a little bit taller out there. In fact, if Morgan's 5'9", Hope's got to be that tall, but doesn't matter. She gets the kill, and Bossert serves it across. Ravenna goes to the middle. Big swing driven right up towards us, but it's out of bounds from Maggie Mateka, and now a timeout by Ravenna. So just when it looked like Wood River was going to fall way behind, they score four in a row, and after winning the first set 25-14, Wood River down one in the second game. Ravenna 11 to 10. We'll be right back.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
ProTeam Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at ProTeam Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. ProTeam Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Out of the Ravenna timeout, Morgan Heiss will have an attack area here for Wood River and send the ball back over to the Jays. So they lead it 12-10, and then they are going to serve it out of bounds. So the teams exchange an error there, and back into the ball game will be the libero and a rip. And to serve it away here for Wood River will be the junior, Connor Fisher. Aaron Bossert, the only two juniors on the roster. And Fisher floats it across, picked up there by Bastet, and be bumped across by Kalen. To Heiss. Here's the slide. Right side, Lambrick puts it down. Hope is on fire so far in this game. When they set it to her, she finishes. And Wood River now has scored six of the last 7 points to get this thing knotted up at 12. And Connor Fisher to serve. You look at Lambrick's number. She's third on the team in attacks, but very solid so far tonight. It's Fisher, good serve, picked up by the Jays. They'll cut it across, and it's out of bounds. Pekka just missed the line from her right to left. And Wood River has grabbed their first lead here of the second set just as we hit the halfway mark, 13-12. Serve across to Bastet. Set to the outside. The attack going to be driven across there by Dinas, and it's down and good. Emily with her second kill, 13-all. Back into the ball game. Deanna Long, another sophomore here for Coach Aaron Jarvie. Of course, the JV's playing down the road at Wood River, so the team has a lot of varsity kids on the bench, and some of the coaches, obviously, JV coaches down the road as well, as this serve is out of bounds, and that is now the third service error of the game for Ravenna, and kind of helping Wood River take over the momentum here as Alexis Burkhart serves this one into the corner. Good pass to the middle. The attack is going to be taken across there by Pekka. Dug out back row by Bossert. Now to Heiss, and Heiss will drive it home. Number 7 for Morgan Heiss, 15-13. Wood River has turned the momentum around here after trailing by a score of 11-6 earlier on. They won the first set. Wood River did 25-14. The serve by Burkhart clips the net, and it falls over. Rip got a hand on it, but nobody else was there for. Ace serve, 16-13. This is exactly the score in game number 1 when Wood River went on a run. They're already on a run right now. Burkhart a little more aggressive, and this time it's deep and out of bounds. So back over to Ravenna, who now needs to find a little bit of that rally in them that they had early in this game. Now Wood River made some errors to help them get off of the lead, but they kept the ball in play, weren't making mistakes, as Morgan Heiss doesn't get a lot on that one. It's dug out by Pekka. Middle attack by Dinas, thrown back up in the air by Fisher. And from the back row, it'll be punched across by the Eagles. Ravenna's got a shot here. They go to the outside to Mateka, drives it into the back row for the kill. First kill of this set, third of the match for Maggie Mateka. And another serve coming across here from Pekka. Short set middle. There's Lambrick again. Time this time it's actually dug out, redirected there by Long. Good save by Baugh, and then trying to dump it over. It didn't go for Burkhart, and we are tied again at 16. Pekka with four service points, make it five. How about an ace serve for Elisa Pekka? And just what it looked like, Wood River was really going to steamroll them here. Four in a row for Ravenna to grab the lead back at 17-16. Pekka goes at Burkhart again. This time the pass better. Bottom of the outside, set off the mark. Still, Heiss got a pretty good swing for not even leaving the ground, and it's passed back across. Here's the short set. Lambrick tips it across. Good save by Long. Rally is on, and Ravenna will slap it across for the kill. Maggie Mateka. That wasn't clear the net by more than a foot, and Mateka gets her fourth kill, and Wood River calls timeout. So five in a row here for the Jays, trying to make some noise here, maybe think of an upset or at least force a game 3. Wood River won the opening set 25-14, but Ravenna leads the second one 18-16 here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls' softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back. I'm going to give you some Lou Platte cross country results here in a minute. We've got district golf going on, Lou Platte Conference cross country. And here are a couple of Lou Platte Conference volleyball teams in the Shelton Quad. It's 18-16 Ravenna after the timeout here by Wood River. They will get the ball back across. Baugh tries to dump it over and hit the net. Ravenna's ready. Couple of jousts. Finally, Ravenna sets it into the back row. Wood River, Baugh, set, middle. Lambrick tips it over. Down to good. Hope with her sixth kill. 18-17 Ravenna. As we get the substitutions, good job, Chasey Zorb, your champion of the conference. On the boys' side, Dylan Eckel, or the girls' side, Dylan Eckel of Gibbon. On the boys' side, your cross-country champs. Give you some team results here in a second. Serve is across by Kimmenau, and the attack is going to be wide there by Dynas and out of bounds. 18-18. The team, Lou Platte Conference, for the girls, Ravenna, your winner. Adams Central second, Kearney Catholic third. For the boys, looks like Orbs your winner, Gibbons the runner-up, and Adams Central finishes in third. So congratulations to those teams today at the conference cross-country meet. Service error here by Wood River, and Ravenna gets the lead back. 19-18, serve across, overpass, joust at the net. Going up to win that is Mateka for Ravenna, and it's 20-18. Ravenna inching closer to winning the second set. Emily Dynas to serve again. Deep in the corner, Kimmenau has to make the play, Willoughby, to the outside. It's going to be Heist, big swing. Dugout goes all the way off the ceiling, but Ravenna runs it down, passes it back across. Here's a short set middle. Bossert, termination. Kelly Bossert with her first kill of the match. Gets the ball back over for Wood River, and Kelsey Baugh to serve it away. Minden defeated Shelton earlier, 25-17, 25-21. And the serve by Baugh. Down the middle it goes. Short set, too short. Has to be punched over, and it's punched into the net. An error for the Blue Jays, and we're tied again at 20. Each team has burned a timeout. Each has one remaining as we head into the home stretch of this second set. Wood River won the opener, 25-14, scoring 9 of the last 10 points, and there's an ace serve. Baugh with her second ace. Three in a row, Eagles to regain the lead, 21-20 here at the Shelton Quad. A Wood River win puts them against Minden, a battle of top five teams in the final, C1-C2. Serve is across, handled by Mateka. They slide it back to the right side, punched across by Long. At the net, it has to be tipped over by Fisher. Ravenna runs it down to Rip. Pass back over to Willoughby. Set to the outside. There's Heiss, and she is going to be out of bounds. Deep on that one. So Ravenna's still fighting right now. 21-all. Bassnett re-enters the ball game to serve it away here for the Lady Jays. Ravenna started the season 3-2. They are 2-10 since then, but again, the competition pretty good. A lot of C1 and B schools. Middle attack by Heiss. Nice dig out in the back row by Bassnett. Ravenna goes to the outside. It's blocked out of bounds. Give the point to the Blue Jays and Maggie Mateka. Her team high 6, 22-21 Ravenna. Bassnett trying to make it 2 in a row, trying to get Ravenna into a third set. Deep serve picked up by Bossert. Set Heiss right side. She'll try and place it, but it's dug out there by Rip. Ravenna sets outside again, Mateka, but she's out of bounds. Had to try and get it over the block and hit it deep. And it is 22-22, and now Morgan Heiss with that jump serve goes back there to serve it away. It could be dangerous, or it could be in the net, and it's in the net. So Ravenna playing okay and getting some help, but a timeout going to be called here. That didn't go well for Peg Heiss or Morgan Heiss on that one. Timeout on the floor, Ravenna 23 and Wood River 22 in Game 2 of the Shelton Quad.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
One thing that Wood River has not been getting done so far in this match is good blocks at the net, and that might be Ravenna's technique or non-aggressive style outside of Mateka and Pekka, that they just haven't been able to go up to the net and really hammer them. I mean, now Maggie Mateka serves it away. Ravenna 23-22, game two. Mateka serves it right at Bossert. Ball at the set. Go to the outside. Burkhardt is going to be blocked but out of bounds, so give Alexis the kill. Wood River taking a chance, not beating Heiss, who was open in the middle, and it worked out 23-all. Kelly Bossert to serve. Wood River trying to avoid going to a third set. Serve across, pass back into the net. Lambrick slapped it and picked back up. Good shot by Ravenna to get it back. Now Lambrick on the swing. Another dig by Rip. Two good defensive plays. Outside attack blocked that time by Fisher. Great play at the net. Back to Ravenna. Now they have to just pass it over. Free ball. Ball to the outside. Burkhardt tips it over. Going to be dug out by Bassnett. Great point going here. Mostly on the Ravenna defense. Has to be passed back over Fisher. Three ball here. Can Ravenna do anything with it? The attack by Pekka is going to be picked up. Ball goes to Lambrick in the middle. Another dig by Rip. It's 23-all. A very crucial point. Ball is going to overset it to Bassnett. Here is going to be the set. Lockmore to the outside. The Blue Jays, they're going to say it was blocked. No four hits. Still alive. It was a lot of that ball in the net. Here's Boss setting outside. Burkhardt rolls it over. It just got over. It rolled along the net for a little while. And Burkhardt gets her ninth kill. What a point it was. And Ravenna will call their final timeout. A crucial point there to see who would be serving for either the game, if it was Ravenna, or the match, if it was Wood River. Wood River wins that point and can breathe a sigh of relief for right now. But it will be match point coming up here for the Wood River Eagles. And Kelly Bossert back there to serve it away to try and finish the match up here. And earlier tonight, it was Minden 25-17, 25-21 over Shelton. Two teams with very good records. Shelton now 14-3 after the loss. Minden 17-3 after the win. Wood River 14-3 on the season. Their losses to Ord, St. Cecilia, and Kearney Catholic. Now we're ready to go. Let's see if Wood River can finish the match or if Ravenna can keep it going. Bossert serve down the middle to Rip. Played there to the middle. Has to be passed across to Heiss. Here's the set. Ball quick for Lambrick. She finishes and Wood River wins it. The click was money tonight for Hope Lambrick, and it went a little bit longer than anticipated here in game number two. And give Ravenna credit, they were outmanned, but they battled all the way here, especially in the second set. And Wood River had to rally late down to 23-22 to get the final 3 points. And Wood River wins at 25-14, 25-23 to improve to 15-3 on the season. Ravenna is now 5-13. They'll come right back and play Shelton here at the bottom of the hour, 6:20, 6:30 start time. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. When we come back, it will be the Misco Sports Postgame Show with the final stats of this match. Stay with us.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center says stop by today. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Maybe you just need some new tennis shoes to get worked out. Don't forget, you're going to hear all these Christmas ads, folks. Don't bother. Misco's has something for everyone on your list. Maybe you need a gym bag. Maybe you need a comfortable sweatshirt. Maybe there's somebody that doesn't even like sports but just wants quality apparel. They've got that for you as well. Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, everything you could possibly want at Misco Sports on the Bricks Downtown Kearney Center. Game number two for Ravenna. Haley Lockhorn had a service point. Emily Dynas, two service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and two kills. Maggie Mateka, two service points, four kills. Caitlin Bassnett, two service points. Alisa Pekka had five service points. One was an ace. That's it. Ravenna, six kills, one ace block, two ace serves. So they scored 23 points and only garnered nine of them on their own, meaning Wood River had plenty of errors and helped them out quite a bit. For the Eagles in the second set, Alexis Burkhart had two service points. One was an ace, four kills. Connor Fisher, two service points. Kyla Kimenow had a service point. Morgan Heiss, two ace serves and four kills. Kelsey Baugh, two service points. One was an ace. Kelly Bossert, five service points and a kill. And Hope Lambrick had four kills. 13 kills, no ace blocks, four ace serves. Wood River takes game two, 25-23 to sweep the match. We'll be back and give you all the numbers and what has happened through the first half of the Shelton Quad after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
First State Bank in Shelton, helping with your financial future is what they do. First State Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all areas of banking. Contact the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
At Killian Motors, it's easy to find your next vehicle. For 32 years, Killian's has delivered the best deals on vehicles, along with first-class service. Pick from extended and crew cab pickups, Acadias, Yukon XLs, and more. And for qualified buyers, they can be driven off the lot with up to 60 months of 0% financing or huge rebates. And right now, your trade-in has never been worth more. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction.
Here's a look at the numbers I had for our two-set match, Wood River over Ravenna. For Ravenna, Haley Lockhorn, two service points. One was an ace. Emily Dynas, three service points. Two of them were aces. She had an ace block and two kills. Maggie Mateka, three service points, a team high, six kills. Kaylin Bassnett, three service points. Alisa Pekka, five service points to lead the team. One was an ace, five kills. And Emily Herbert had one service point. 13 kills, one ace block, four ace serves for Ravenna. They fall to 5-13, and they'll play here in just a little bit. Might even have a short warm-up time of 11 minutes, so might only be about 15 minutes away from the start. They will take on Shelton, and then after tonight for the Ravenna Lady Jays, they have to take on Kearney Catholic at home on Thursday, and then it's into the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. For Wood River, Alexis Burkhart had two service points. One of them was an ace. She had nine kills to lead the team tonight. Connor Fisher, three service points, two kills. Kyla Kimenow, three service points. One was an ace. Morgan Heiss had nine service points, tied for the team high. Three of them aces, seven kills. Kelsey Baugh, four service points. Two of them aces, two kills. Kelly Bossert also tied for the team high in service points with nine. She had an ace block and one kill. Hope Lambrick, seven kills. 28 kills, one ace block, seven ace serves for Wood River, as they win at 25-14, 25-23 to improve to 15-3 on the season. They will take on the number four team in C1 in the championship game in Minden coming up a little bit later on tonight. And then they will be taking on Sutton in a big-time matchup on Thursday at home. And then they will be hosting the first round of the conference tournament on Monday. We will be there as Wood River plays Donovan Trumbull in the opening round of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. And St. Paul and Centura also play there on that night. We'll have all of that for you coming up on Monday night from Wood River. But again, Wood River beats Ravenna 25-14, 25-13. Earlier tonight, Minden beat Shelton 25-17, 25-21. Some other big-time matchups tonight. Kearney High is hosting Aurora. Northwest is at Hastings. Central Catholic at Adams Central. And a top-five matchup in Class A, Grand Island, is at Bellevue East. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. We'll take a quick break. Be back in about 10 minutes for our consolation match between Shelton and Ravenna.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.